Wales has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed, and every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via cfrc.ca, you can listen to the best rock, pop, and traditional music on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, here on CFRC 101.9. Enjoy!
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
there, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. If this is any indication of what this specific episode is going to be like, we start off on an indie folk rock kind of note, and by the end of the entire two-hour mixtape, we will be having a full-on Studio 54 disco dance party. Yeah, so you're going to want to stick around for that. Just the fact that you're here to celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard with me absolutely thrills me. Coming up in this first hour, I've got music on the way from Mazzy Star, Los Campesinos, new music from Sacred Paws, Angel Olsen, The Secret Sisters coming up. But when we talk about new music, can we talk about new music from Lucy Dacus? Now, of course, Lucy Dacus is that alternative singer-songwriter, guitarist, and better known these days as one-third of the indie rock supergroup Boy Genius. She has released her fourth solo album, Forever Is a Feeling. The album totally caught me off guard in a good way. It is a heartfelt love album. Weeks before the album was released, Lucy Dacus went public with her relationship with Boy Genius bandmate Julian Baker. And I've got to say, for all the anxiety, angst, rage, cynicism, and fear that 2025 has already brought us, it makes it even more vulnerable, honest, and welcome to Revel in Love. New music from Lucy Dacus here on Girly So Groovy.
Flicking embers into daffodils. You didn't plan to tell me how you feel. You laugh about it like it's no big deal. Crush the fire underneath your heel. I'm surprised that you're the one who said it first. If you had waited a few years, I would have burst. comes up to the surface in the end. Even the things we'd rather leave unspoken, we both know that it would never work. You've got your girl, you're gonna marry her, and I'll be watching in a pinstripe suit. Sincerely happy for the both of you. So what changes, if anything? Maybe everything can stay the same. But if we never talk about it again, there's something I want you to understand. You're a big deal.
Ever been open, there's no way of knowing. spoken, would it bring us together?
Thank you.
Music right there from Muscle Shoals, Alabama-based country folk duo, The Secret Sisters. The song is called Cabin. That is from their album Saturn Return, an album produced by Brandi Carlile. I can definitely hear Brandy's influence in that album. In the middle, it is music from Angel Olsen, indie singer-songwriter Angel Olsen, who kind of brings a reverb-bolstered country vintage vibe to the music she makes. We heard the song All the Good Times. That's the opening track from her 2022 album, Big Time. And then we started the whole 2 hours off with new music from Lucy Dacus. She's released her brand new fourth album, Forever is a Feeling. We heard the song Big Deal. She is touring the heck out of this album. She's right now touring across America, then heading to Europe, then returning back to North America for the summer. She has dates coming up in many of the cities where you can hear Girly So Groovy, including two nights in Chicago. She'll be performing in Vancouver. And for our listeners on our original mothership station, CJAM, in Detroit and Windsor, you can catch Lucy Dacus July 29th at the Masonic Temple Theater. Okay, let's keep things going. Speaking of new music, right now it's time for the Girly So Groovy radio debut for a band called Mess-esque. Mess-esque is the thoughtful and gently experimental indie rock duo from Australia. They've released their third album. It's called J. Marie Comfort Me. And on the album, the duo deliver dreamy, intimate rock music that can be heartbreakingly subtle and emotionally impressionistic as ever. If you are in any way anxious, nervous, in need of a Xanax, this next set is the sonic equivalent of that. Get ready to just chill out. Right now, it's Mess-esque here on Girly So Groovy.
Into the light, it's right there in front of me. I won't turn my back anymore, it's right in front of me. And the light shows. Here there's a lofty blue with its eye on me, and it sounds like air. after. Your words are private water. Your eyes are pools forever. I just like to swim. I dive towards the cool depths. Rise up in a labor. Inside my hairy reedy edges of your mouth. I close my eyes. Swimming under, over, under. I close my eyes. Swimming under, over, under.
Thank you.
took my eye from the west, brought myself back to my place. I felt a little lack of white, a little like stone.
When you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to detach from all reality, well, then you have tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Music right there from the iconic, dreamy, fuzzy, indie rock, intoxicating duo, Mazzy Star, going back to their brilliant breakout sophomore album, So Tonight That I Might See, we heard the song Wasted. Starting the set off, it is new music from Australian duo Mess-esque. They've released their latest album, their third album. It's called J. Marie Comfort Me. We heard the opening track, Light Showroom. I think if you're a fan of Mazzy Star or Test Parks or Broken Social Scene, you are going to find something that you're going to enjoy in the music of Mess-esque. Okay, friends, we are already 30 minutes into this two-hour mixtape. Coming up, I've got music on the way from Los Campesinos, Sacred Pause, The Weeknd, all part of the next 30 minutes. But up next, it is jangly feminist indie rock out of Vancouver. It's the band Roswit. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Clean clothes. past, no need to hold on to the anger. But the insides are rotting and it's hotter and hotter. And I'm so bothered, I'm so bothered. I'm a bomb.
music that is turning 25 years old now. That is music from London, Ontario, indie rock alternative band The Weeknd with their song High School America. That's from their self-titled debut album released back in 2000. A huge shout out needs to go to loyal listener Kevin, who listens on CJAM in Detroit to Girly So Groovy. He sent me a Spotify set list to check out. Mixtapes, mix CD, set list have always been my love language. So to get that as a music nerd just thrills me to no end, with some really great reminders of bands and musicians that have not received some Girly So Groovy love in quite a while. Bands like The Weeknd, Delta 5, The Slits, Cub, so much more, The Beths. It really inspired me and will work its way into this and future episodes of Girly So Groovy. If there is ever a band or musician you think deserves some radio love here on Girly So Groovy, message me through social media. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio. That's how Kevin contacted me, or through our Facebook page. Simply there, we are at Girly So Groovy. Girly and groovy, ending with an IE. Before we heard The Weeknd in the middle, it is a music, new music from St. John's, Newfoundland musician Kelly McMichael. Her latest album is called After the Sting of It. We heard the song Bomb, and then we started the set off with jangly indie rock out of Vancouver with the band Roswit. Their new album is called Eternal Living. We heard the song Person Song from Roswit. Okay, here we go. Glaswegian duo Sacred Pause, best known for producing sunny polyrhythmic pop, have released their third album. Jump Into Life is the name of the album. The album took the band 6 years to make, between COVID-19, stalled writing sessions, and a touch of writer's block. Well, the wait was worth it, because the new album is just as buoyant, just as fresh, just as joyous and sunny as their first two albums. It's Sacred Pause right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Away, let me in doubt.
talk about a band that has not received girly, so groovy radio love in some time. That is music right there from Welsh, seven-piece, prolific indie rock band Los Campesinos, a band that brings brattiness and brashness and fun to indie rock. We heard the song Don't Tell Me to Do the Maths. That's from the band's 2008 debut album, Hold On Now, Youngster. And honestly, I think it's maybe been since 2008, at least 15 years since we've featured Los Campesinos. They just kind of percolated to the top of my brain and thought, we need to feature them back again here on Girly So Groovy. They're too fun not to. Speaking of fun music out of the UK, it is a now defunct band, the Spook School, from Edinburgh, Scotland. From their third and final album, Could It Be Different, we heard the song While You Were Sleeping. And speaking of really great Scottish indie rock, the set started with new music from Glaswegian duo Sacred Pause. Their newest album, Jump Into Life, is the band's third album. We heard the song Another Day from Sacred Pause. Well, we are about to jump into the second hour, but before we do that, I just want to remind you, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or would love to just listen again, know that you can find us online. Simply go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an I-E. And when you're there, you will find the last 10 weeks worth of the program just simply waiting for you to press play or pause and listen at your leisure. Before we get into that second hour, though, let's wrap up the first hour with a Vancouver duo that we featured here a few times now on the program with their new album, self-titled album, actually. It is the Vancouver indie rock duo Yesterday's Man. Again, the new album was released just back in January. Again, self-titled Yesterday's Man. They are on Bandcamp if you would like to hear more. Here is Yesterday's Man with Let It Fry here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. We've got so much more music to get to in the second hour. Coming up, I've got music on the way from PJ Harvey, Confidence Man, Tisha. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Donna Summer coming up. Aura the Molecule. We mentioned at the start of the entire 2 hours that this show follows a very interesting path, and I hope you're connecting the dots with me. We started off with more of a indie folk rock kind of vibe, and we will be ending the 2 hours with a full-on Studio 54 dance party, which I love. But let's kick off this second hour. Throwing Muses, the critically acclaimed alternative band led by vocalist Kim Hirsch. Throwing Muses have been making music since 1981. There is something electric about the band's new 11th album. It's called Moonlight Concessions. It is a stripped down acoustic sound that is packed with tension and moodiness. It's exciting when a band that's been making music this long continues going up with a trajectory of just awesomeness. So let's kick off the second hour. New music, Throwing Muses, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Should have been a finally life as it should be.